Welcome to Meeting of the Minds, October 30th, 2022 edition. This is a continuation of the psychoepistemology trifecta, the culmination of it. And so on going to the meta level, which is something that I learned after the session we had on it 2 weeks ago, is not well understood even by me. So we've been reflecting on it. People have raised questions, and Gene and I both think that there can be a lot more clarity brought to what seemed self-evident to me until I dug into it. So the methodology here is pretty much the same as the methodology of defining a concept, even though we're dealing with a phenomena that does not have a concept. It has a phrase to name it. So far, I've been thinking about maybe giving it a name. So we need examples of it and of the things that it is to be distinguished from. So examples of what I mean by going to the meta level are, for instance, you're starting to get very emotional about something, and you, rather than continuing to respond to and react to the thing you're getting emotional, that's not an example about something. So the waiter brings you your eggs, and you specifically said, I want them very, very soft, the scrambled eggs, very soft. And they come out, you know, rubbery. It delivers them rubbery. And the thought goes through my mind, why the hell don't they pay attention? This guy is insulting me and delaying my breakfast. And, you know, you can go on with that. And you get angry and angrier. But at a certain point, hopefully very soon, you say, well, wait a minute. What am I doing here? I'm getting all bent out of shape over the eggs, which I know happens all the time. I'm viewing it as a moral failing on the part of the waiter, but I don't control the waiter. Maybe it is a moral failing, but maybe it is a little out of focus, but I don't own him. Anyway, so I start thinking about what am I doing and how could I handle this situation better, either just inside my own head or in terms of what I say to the waiter. So that'd be one example. Let's take another example. Peter raised the question, are you going to the meta level if you say, I'm driving, when you're driving? And I immediately thought, well, it could be. And since then, I've thought of this example. You're driving along, your phone rings, you pick it up and you say hello, and you're driving on. And then suddenly you step back and say, I'm driving. I shouldn't be texting or talking on the phone. Right? So you respond to I'm not going to analyze it, but the example would be, you identify that you're driving as opposed to a situation where you could be texting or talking or whatever it is. That's two. I think we should have three. Do you have actually follow the procedure because I got on a roll.
Okay, great. Yeah.
You got three? I mean,
I've got a couple more. Yep.
Okay.
And I made a point with mine to make sure that there were both introspective and extrospective ones, because I think we should include both. Mm-hmm. So, one of them is similar to your emotions. One, you notice something introspectively, like suddenly it's hard to come up with you're writing. It's hard to come up with what the next idea is, or you're feeling stuck. You notice you're stuck, and then, you know, there are always two choices about what to do here. One thing is you could just try harder. That would be not going to the meta level. Going to the meta level, you would step back and say, wait a second, what's going on here? What do I think led up to getting stuck? What are the possibilities for me to get unstuck? What tools do I have? So you always have the choice of either staying with exactly where you were or popping up. In your case, it was staying with feeling mad about the waiter versus popping up and saying, what are my choices here? That kind of thing. That would be another introspective case.
That's a good one.
Okay. And then another extrospective case. You notice there's water on the floor near the refrigerator, and this is the third time. Now, the non-going to the meta level would be you mop it up and say, gee, that's weird, it's the third time. The going to the meta level would be you pop back and you say, wait a second, this is a pattern. I need to try to figure out what is causing water on the floor near the refrigerator. What's different today? You basically go into some kind of problem analysis, root cause analysis mode.
And okay, I think that's at the meta level. I wouldn't call that going to the meta level.
Well,
okay, let me get back on my chain, if you don't mind.
Okay, can I say, okay.
Well, I want to contrast them. The next step is nearest relatives to it, and they were all brought up here, actually. How does it differ from just introspection? So, for instance, with the waiter, you think, well, why am I taking this personally? Oh, and why did I expect something different from what happened? And what is the reasoning on the basis of which I concluded that he's out of focus? Is that really a hasty generalization? So that would be introspection, as opposed to just saying, well, I seem to be getting really angry here. Is that the right way to do it?
Can I interject for a minute here, Harry? Because we got some questions in the chat, which are exactly online the thing that I wanted to say that I didn't say. So can I do that?
I think there's an orientation.
Wait. People are not following this.
They're not following this.
Yes. So what I view what we're doing here, because people are saying, how about a definition? Or people are saying, well, why are we using the concept meta level? So the point here is, the way that I look at it, which is not necessarily the way Harry looks at it, I think Harry actually coined this phrase, going to the meta level. It's not clear to me. I think he's the person who identified this phenomenon. And it's not clear to me that that is the best phrase to use for this phenomenon, but this is a real phenomenon that you need to know about. And that's what we realized after the last time. So there is a concept here, but the concept is not meta level. It's going to the meta level. Maybe it needs a word. That's one thing that I think is important. The second thing is the point here that we're trying to do in this discussion. So this is a discussion where Harry and I are actually going to try to work out the definition. Now, I'm sure you would all love if we just gave a lecture on this, but this is actually, you know, Meeting of the Minds is for discussion. And so what we're actually doing here is trying to work it out. Harry has a very definite method of definition, which he's going through, which some of you are more familiar with than others. This is in his logical thinking classes, which are available from the Ayn Rand e-store. It's in How We Know. The basic method is in How We Know. And it's first you give examples, then you find the nearest neighbors. From those two, you can figure out the genus, and from those you can find the and then you can determine the differentia. And that's the process we're actually going through. Harry and I don't necessarily agree on what the we don't necessarily agree on the examples. We don't necessarily agree on the nearest neighbors. So that is what today's talk is an actual discussion of trying to work through this. And the big thing is, I think this is an extremely important concept, and people need this for mental flexibility. Would you agree with that, Harry?
Well, yes, except for the word flexibility. That sounds like pragmatism, you know, be flexible. We need a better term there for taking control, for mental efficacy.
Yes. Okay. And for those of you trying to give words in the chat, you haven't heard the discussion yet. So we'll wait till you've heard the whole discussion to discuss those.
Yeah, okay. this is how you, a definition is the end of the process.
Yes. So you guys are seeing
also, we
concept
don't have
formation.
One.
Well, I may have one.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So versus introspection, let's get back on track. We see a difference between I'm getting angry, just unloading on, I'm tempted to unload and vent on the onto the waiter. That might not be the most productive way for me to achieve what I'm after. Let me look at that. That versus introspection. Why am I feeling this? Oh, I generalized. Is that generalization warranted? So that's one distinction. Do you see the difference there between introspection? Maybe you don't see it with full clarity, but in introspection, you're seeking causes.
Well, and okay, specifically about your own mental processes. You know, what do I feel? Why do I feel it? Where does this come from? Why are eggs particularly an issue for me? That would all be introspective. Yeah.
Let's not go there. Okay. So the point is to say, yeah, there is some difference here that we need to nail down, not to know what the difference is yet. Now, the other thing that was suggested as a example was abstraction. And I want to show you, oh, you're going wider. That's what you're doing. You're going wider. Well, it may be involved, but let's look at a example of going wider to distinguish. The eggs, here's the, you know, the starting extrospection concrete. These eggs are not what I ordered. What the hell is wrong with this waiter? I mean, wasn't he listening? Okay, now here's going more abstract. A person hired by a business has gotten a customer's order wrong. My order wrong. Now that's not going to any different order of things. That, I mean, that's just going more abstract. Or an entity took an action. Very abstract. But that's not what we're talking about. That's very different from I'm getting angry. I'm treating this as if it were, you know, aimed at me personally. Is unloading my, I'm tempted to unload my anger. Is that the best way to get what I'm after, which is soft eggs? And maybe other things like respect. Or I'm driving, not texting. You know, I shouldn't be texting, I'm driving. You're not going more abstract. Going more abstract would be I'm operating a motor vehicle. I'm using a development of machinery that did not exist 200 years ago. You can see that's very different from, oh, hey, I'm driving, and that means I shouldn't be texting or answering the phone. Gene's example, going more abstract. So you're trying to solve some particular problem. Oh, you see, yeah, the water on the floor. Going more abstract would be a fluid has appeared on a surface.
Or it could be, you know, well, I don't know. I mean, the problem is that you can also go more abstract with saying there's a leak, or there's an unknown cause of leaking in our house would also be more abstract. But that would also go to the problem solving, problem identification side. So
but I just want to show you it's not an issue of going. It's,
can I say
the
something
description
on both
of what you're doing is not going more abstract. Going more abstract is often involved, but that is not what I have in mind, because you can go directly more abstract and it just has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Yeah. Harry, I think both of these are disparate, not different from going to the meta level, both introspection and going more abstract. I think they're completely different.
Yes. Well, there are orthogonal to it in some way.
Can I say something on that? Because I've got really
now. Wait a second. No, just a second. David Barry has just posted a mistake.
Well, Harry, forget the mistake. We need to actually get some real content here. This is difficult to follow, I think.
Let's go to the meta level. we're having a opposition about what subject should be taken up next.
Right. And I think that we need to get some clarity here. And I think my examples will help us get some clarity.
Oh, you have other examples you want to give?
Other differentiating cases, yeah.
Okay, good. So I think that's in order. Yes.
Okay. So let me tell you what mine are, and then then maybe I can criticize yours and also the ones that I rejected that are different. So the three that I came up with are warming up the context, focusing in.
Wait, what are these?
These are nearest neighbors to going to the meta level.
Okay.
Warming up the context. So this is when you say, gee, you sit down to work and you don't even remember what it is. And you say, let me read my notes from yesterday. And that would be, I think, a nearest neighbor. Another case would be, or actually you do this in a room, like if you're speaking and you're going to be on stage, you actually need to go and like familiarize yourself with the room. Where is my mic? Where is my water? Those things there. So you do this both introspectively and extrospectively. There can be a kind of warming up of the context. Second case, where you narrow in your observation, you brought this up a couple times ago. The example I remember is Harry once fixed a fax machine a fax machine was not working, and he looked at it very carefully for a half an hour and found a little tab that had gotten misadjusted. And that would be, it wasn't working, he decided to look closely. And that would be a shift of attention that I think is similar to the shift of attention for going to the meta level. And that would be an extrospective one. An introspective one would be when you are, someone says something and you zero in on the exact phrase that they used. And you said, you used, I have to. And you start analyzing those three words out of, you know, three paragraphs that the person said. You zero in. And then the third case I came up with is when you put yourself in someone else's shoes. So this is when you're writing, one of the things you need to do is to think about, as you write, you need to not be subjective. And the way you do that is you need to kind of pause and say, well, how would someone else who didn't know what I know read this? That would be an introspective one. And I came up with an extrospective one. When the police come to, you know, come to a place to talk to someone and it looks like it's been broken into. There's like a break. This is all from police shows, of course. I have no idea. But there's a complete break, and they immediately say, okay, they go into search mode, basically. And they start a defined process where they go and they search the house carefully to see if there's an intruder or if someone's in danger. And what, you see them.
Yeah. I don't understand that example. Could you start in the beginning again?
So the all of these cases have the pattern that you do monitoring. You notice something that seems to require some different kind of context is what I would say. And then you change the context. And so this is a case where the policemen come up to the house and get evidence it's been broken into, and they were going to knock on the door and talk to the people, but they—
Oh, you left that out, okay.
Sorry, yeah, not perfectly example. And so, but instead they go into this, you know, search and check for danger mode. They completely change their mode of operating. And that's what
I think. So that would be something you're differentiating going the meta level from. You
right.
You expected to be doing a certain kind of thing, and you look at the facts and you say, no, I have to do something else.
And you shift your whole, like everything that's important shifts
your
on a dime. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes. Your mode. Yes. And so I think the thing that's common among these is that you, by an act of choice, by an act of selective attention, you actually change the context that's activated. And
so this is a genus that
would be a genus, right?
Going to the meta level and some other types of
warming
up
the context.
I was considering the word recontextualizing, actually. For this, so
going
I'm on
to the meta level.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And so can I just say that these are all, you know, people, in addition to introspection and extrospection, someone also suggested identification. Those are all too broad. Those are all, you know, this is a very specific psychological process that you use as part of adjusting your course to make the best use of your mind, right? The number one rule of logic, which Harry taught me, is you need to hold the full context. That is, the error that people make is dropping context. And the reason you need to monitor is to see if there's a context that needs to be held. And when you notice something, and you monitor externally and internally, not just one or the other. And if you notice something that indicates maybe there's new information, you need to very consciously change the information that you are bringing to the issue right now. And that's what I think is in common with all of these.
All right. I agree with that, and I want to bring more into it that you will like.
Okay, good.
It's a teleological perspective. It's a switch of perspective. By teleological, I mean it concerns means and ends. The two things that I think are involved in the kind of change that Jean and I are talking about is for what and how, by what means. You step back to look at what you're doing, for what, and with what current and callable upon methods. So for the police example, you realize, oh, we were in the inquiry mode, and now we're going to be in our search the premises mode, alert for danger. I don't know the word, we don't have a word for that. So you look at what you are doing as though, both mentally and existentially, as though from the outside by someone else for the purpose of identifying the way to make your actions directed towards the right end and by the right means. It is, as opposed to introspection, which is a seeking of causes of what's going on. Well, introspection is wide. Introspection mm-hmm. is cognition directed inward. So it could be for anything. But when people talk about introspection, what they really have in mind is soul searching, right? You know, why am I feeling this?
I mean, I don't agree with that either. Yeah.
Well, Lee doesn't agree with this. He thinks that introspection is for correcting cognitive actions. And that would be a meta-level thing that you're talking about, Lee, where you say, you know, I need to get more specific. That's one of your tactics.
But and that would be... That would be, that's the example, I take that back. But the bigger thing is, some of the examples of going to the meta level definitely involve extrospection. So introspection and extrospection are just they're as you said, they're orthogonal. This is, there's a number of things in the chat which I'm not looking at it. And I'm glancing at it, and I want to say again, we're here clarifying this phenomenon. This is a psychological phenomenon that you can do that you may not know about and that you need to do more often, but you probably do sometimes.
Okay. I find it helpful to think of it in terms of how a third party, outside party, particularly if you're involved in something with somebody else, and a third party might look upon what's going on saying, he's trying for the fourth time that, he's trying, don't shake your head no while I'm trying to present my theory. Okay. He's trying for the fourth time to get what he's after using the same failed technique and expecting a different result. Now, when you do that about yourself and say, well, wait a minute, let me become that outside observer of what I'm doing and why and how, I'm trying for the fourth time to do the same thing that failed every other time. Why do I expect a different result? And that is an example of going to the meta level.
Right, but it's only, by not finishing that example, you leave open the misinterpretation that it's just identifying what you do. And I don't think it is. I think that you're not finished at the meta level until you figure out, okay, what do I do now? I think going to the meta level includes the intention to adjust your what's different from like warming up the context, right? Is warming up the context, you also have to identify, gee, I don't, I'm blank. It starts with
You're on the
identification.
meta level then. You're on the meta level and you're adjusting things for success. But
Hold
going
on.
to the meta level is the standing back to look at what you're doing, both introspectively and retrospectively, for the purpose of then being able to adjust. So you're on the meta level then, but you're not. You're just staying on the meta level to do the job. Yeah.
Well, right, but I do think that we should distinguish these because otherwise it turns out you're not you don't make a big distinction between meta going to the meta level and monitoring. Because I think yes, you need to monitor, notice, gee, I'm blank. And if you absolutely know, gee, that means I need to warm up the context, you don't need to spend time at the meta level. You just know, okay, let me reread yesterday's notes. And you monitored and you adjusted course, and that's all that
Yeah.
happened. But a lot of times what happens is you monitor, you notice something's off, and you need now to have this higher level perspective. And I think that the intention of that higher level perspective, where you stay, I mean, it's not a good term, but if you stay at the meta level, is you have intention of either validating or adjusting your goal, you know, that to this new information. And that's the teleological part that you're talking about. Is that you actually your goal is now under question. You may need to go more abstract, you may need to go more detailed, but you're now actually thinking about how does this new information affect my purpose here?
Yeah, but I agree with that, but the other half of it, and the other half, not but, is my means. It may be that there's no question but that the goal is the right goal, but you need to look at the fact that the means that you're using is not working and
The
needs
current
adjustment.
purpose could be wrong. It could be the short-term sub-goal is wrong. The longer-term goal is fine, but you've chosen the wrong steps. So, you know,
Yeah.
goal can be long range or very short range.
Yeah.
And that's why I said either validating or adjusting the goal. But I think that's what your intention is. You're actually bringing your goal into question. Your particular short-term right now mental goal, you're actually bringing into a question and figuring out what to do at this point.
There's another subject about what's a goal and what's a means and so forth, but that's not really relevant. The reason that I introduce this term and meta level is I picked up from philosophy, which doesn't resonate with people because they're not philosophers, but it's going somewhere. And I think, and that's what Gene's examples have highlighted. It's a switch of perspective, of context, of what's fills your consciousness. And I think people need to know introspectively what that is
Right.
and be sensitive to it. And my impression was that at the end of last time, people were not getting it. So as Jean said in the beginning, we're talking about going somewhere. We're talking about changing a mental set inside. I view it as disengaging. And I talked last time about making the how into the what. And that I think it might have been in the after party where I gave the example of looking through your window or looking at the glass in the window, which is not perfect, but at least acquaints you with a kind of obvious example of it. So you can either, I'm looking through now at the distant house and tree and water, but I can change my focus and say, you know this? That window glass, there's a spot on it. That's not a bird. That's a spot. I'm looking at the glass now. And it's hard, because you have to adopt a different angle. So it's like that you're not looking at just the situation, but how you're related to that situation, both in mental action and in existential action. And that's why the example of I'm driving is, can be going to the meta level.
Right. But it's not the words, right? So this is one of the things, I think one of the confusion from using the meta level term is it makes the focus on the words of,
mm-hmm.
to like, I'm driving well, is it just those words? No, it's the intention. We're talking about a psychological action where you take the reins and you shift what you're doing with your mind. And you need to be able to do, and you need to be able to recognize that you are, that this is a different kind of intention, a kind of intention that needs to be in your tool belt. You probably do it, but you may not do it self-consciously. And knowing that you can do this self-consciously and that it's important at certain times is revolutionary.
Or nearly so. I thought I had a very clear point to make, but it sounds like I'm just, that's on the meta level. You see, now normally you wouldn't say that out loud, but you'd think, I thought I had a very clear point here, but it seemed to be just repeating, about to repeat what I've said before. That's a meta level commentary on what's going on here.
Right, because you got an alert that this didn't seem to be.
Yeah.
Didn't seem to be quite right. So you checked and then you say, well, wait a minute, I could use this as an example. And you came and you said something.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I think people should. Yeah, here's what it was. There's a certain relief that comes from when you're wrought up about something. There's a certain relief in letting go of it for the minute to step back and look at what you're doing and whether it, you could do it better or what's going on when you're particularly when you're triggered or
confused, some
sort of non-ideal mental relation to the content. It's all content. These eggs, what the hell is wrong with this guy? Bringing I had the same thing happen last week and he got it wrong. And I told him three times, soft, tell him soft, very, very soft. And it comes back rubbery. You're all engaged with the eggs. Whereas when you say, okay, what's going on here with me? Just as if you were watching somebody else yell about the eggs, you know, and for some reason, Gene doesn't like this, but it's an outside observer's viewpoint. You are no longer the guy who's gotten bad eggs. You are, for that moment, the guy who's looking at somebody who got bad eggs and how they're taking it, what they're doing about it. So
I think that's
relieving.
I think that's a helpful analogy for how it works. And I think that the essential is the intention. So what you just described was an act of introspection, which is one of the reasons why people are confused. But the real issue is the intention to say, wait a second, what am I going to do here? And then you do some observation and you do some evaluation with the intention of figuring out, what do I do here?
Yeah, but there's more. Let's not get it as... You could be thinking, these damn eggs, what am I going to do about this? Should I send them back or should... That's not going to the meta level.
Right.
You have to look at the totality. You know, I'm getting very upset about eggs, which seems a little over the top about the eggs. And I don't really have the full context. It includes what Lee likes and Peter likes, which is the cognitive side. I don't really have the full context about the waiter's relationship to the kitchen. You know, waiters will tell you, well, I told him very, very soft, and this is what he did. So maybe it's not the waiter at all, except you would think the waiter would come and apologize. I told him very, very soft, but this is what came out. There's cognitive things, but you, for the minute, you're not trying to fix the eggs. You're trying to fix the whole situation of which you are a part.
Right. Okay. Which requires objectivity on yourself.
Yes.
And awareness of the external circumstances. Right. So it is objectivity, I think, is a big part of it.
Yeah.
But it's also
objectifying is a word I considered. And Christina in the chat says, isn't it just, no, not just, but let me read her words because here we are. Can we say that going to the meta level is to look at what's happening objectively instead is subjectively? Yes, except for subjectively. There's nothing subjective about being involved with reality, right? I mean, there are eggs in front of you, and they're wrong. That's not subjective. But it's like that. If you don't take into account your context of knowledge and values, in a sense, it is subjective. But I don't think that's a very helpful thing to do. And that's why I call it the meta level. The object level is nothing wrong with dealing with your eggs. But it is a step towards objectivity. It's a more objective thing.
But it's objectivity toward values, I think, is what the issue is. And that's where the teleological part of it.
Teleological objectivity.
And I don't think you should.
But you have to get yourself in there.
Right. So this is the thing I want to stress. People are trying to equate this with philosophical issues. This is not a philosophical concept. This is a psychological concept. What we're trying to get across here is an action you can take with your you can by direct volition take with your mind. And yes, you need some philosophical understanding to be able to do this, but this is not a philosophical idea. This is an action you take that you initiate by your volition. And so it's not like someone said, would hearing the word of God be at the meta level? No, because that's passive. At the very least, it's not even in the same realm, because we're talking about an action that you initiate, and the why you would initiate it is because you don't know exactly what to do in this situation.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, objectivity is volitional adherence to reality, and here you are including in reality. It's volitional, and it's an action, and it's adherence to the larger truth, which is, there's not just one person here, a waiter, and one entity, eggs. There is me, there is the chef, there is my whole value structure, of which this is a very small part.
Right.
And by the way, the moral isn't, once you do this, you're going to say, oh, eggs don't matter, I'll just eat them. You may decide, no, this waiter, is something very wrong with this waiter. I'm going to register complaint with the management. I'm not prejudging it to say that you're wrong or that you need to, give in a stoical way. So possible outcome.
Yeah, let me give another example. So I right now I'm very limited in how much energy I have because I've got long COVID and I've got about 4 hours a day of work that I can do. And when a big issue comes up, it's very overwhelming because I can't actually just put in 3 hours to try to solve the problem. And so I get, upset. So I go to the mental and say, I can't do this. Okay. Given these facts, given that I don't have energy, can I change my goal to be something that I can actually do in 15 minutes? That's a standard thing you wind up doing at the meta level, is saying, okay, well, you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to send a placeholder to this person and I'm going to percolate on it or whatever it is. That is another example of when you're at the meta level, you are not going with what the automatized context is. You're actually breaking out of it, looking at what other information do I have, deliberately holding the value context. And I think the thing that makes it different from, say, warming up the context or zeroing in on a specific is this wide ranging. You're trying to figure out, given all your values and given a, say, somewhat confusing situation, what is actually in your interest right now? And the And you're doing that at a very high level as opposed to in the weeds.
Yes.
Right.
And that relates to Dan Sullivan's question. Did Gene's mention of why mean that the cash value of going to the meta level is to figure out what should I do now? Yeah, pretty much. So. And it's also to take control. There's a value in the sense of doing it. And, you know, just can't you? What's wrong with you people? See, now let's go to the meta level. Gee, he's getting steamed up here. When you go to the meta level, there's a feeling about it. It's like, you know, when you come into focus, there's a feeling about it. And when you go to the meta level, it's okay, I'm stepping back is the word that's often used. But stepping back could mean just going more abstract, but you're not doing that. You're disengaging from the thing that's got you all wrought up, or maybe it's a good thing. Yes. To look at you and your values and the situation, see how it fits into your life, right? And what it really is, and are you being logical about it? So you're looking at you processing this for the purpose of to figure out what you should do now. And that's why it's different from introspection per se, that, you know, the widest sense of introspection is not for some concrete purpose. But when you go to the meta level, it has a concrete purpose. Now, maybe concrete isn't the right word. It has an action purpose in the situation.
Yes. Yes, that purpose
generally,
is, I think,
I mean, there might be exceptions, but
the
you're...
Right. The purpose
you're
is the
in a situation and you're looking at it with a kind of blinders because you're not looking at what you're doing in the situation. So when you go to the meta level, it's not just to learn something about yourself, it's to handle the situation. Would you agree with that, Jean?
I do agree with it. And again, I'd like to focus on the psychological differentiation here. Mm-hmm. So at any given time, the thoughts and feelings that occur to you depend on the context that has been activated. That is, you know, this is the part that is not under your control. The next thought that occurs to you is going to be based on the context that is activated. And sometimes the context that is activated is not actually appropriate to the situation. And this is why we monitor, right? So we monitor outside world and the internal world for any kind of signals that maybe we need to access some different information. So if you get a signal, gee, I need to access different information, sometimes you know exactly what to do. So like, gee, I'm blank sitting at my desk. Let me just reread yesterday. I just need to warm up the context. And you can learn little things. Just do this, just do this, just do this. If this happens, just do this. Great. Going to the meta level is the case where, gee, something might be a little off here and I don't know what. And that's when you need to kind of, you know, we have these words for it, but you step back and you deliberately, by an act of will, bring in the bigger value context and look at the situation from the bigger value context. And as a result of that, then decide what to do. So,
but as I use the term, and maybe your use is a little different, there's always an element of self-awareness. This is me looking. This is how I am. This is what I am doing. I'm driving. I shouldn't be texting, right?
I think that's essential to being able to do it. I think the objective self-awareness, it's a kind of objective self-awareness. I think that that's required for doing it, but I think the essential is the purpose. So this gets to the issue of we're trying to define what this is.
Yeah, the essential is the purpose, yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Always.
And the difference between the purpose in this case, in all these cases, the other examples I gave, warming up the context, narrowing in your attention, and putting yourself in someone else's shoes, those are all things where you may actually, you need to switch context. You actually need to switch what information is activated, but you have like a way to do it, and you just don't do it. When you go to the meta level, you actually need to, I mean, the word that occurred to me is induce. I'm not sure that's quite right, but you need to actually kind of take a fresh look at it, knowing your values, drawing on what you already know about your values and what you already know about the situation to come up with, in effect, a creative step forward.
Yeah, I'm just thinking while you're talking about the volitional element, because there could be times, I'm sure there are, when you go to the meta level by automatic familiarity with doing this, and I wouldn't call that's not the phenomenon I'm looking for. I'm
Give me
looking
an
for,
example, because I don't recognize one.
I seem to be going in circles. It occurs to you automatically.
Right, that
Here,
occurs to you. So that's the monitoring part, right? So you actually notice when you go in circles. But there are two different things you can do when you're going circles, right? Sometimes you say, there's to really step back and say, well, why am I going in circles and what's going on here and check the goal. Is very different from what most people do is say, oh, let me just stay on course. I need to go in that direction. Usually, when people monitor and they get a signal, they think they know what they should do in response to that signal, and they do the thing that they always do. And that is automatized, and that's not going to the meta level.
Well, anyway, what the important thing to know is that you have the power to volitionally intervene and look at this, what the situation is objectively,
Yes.
including your, as the way I look at it is I'm seeing me dealing with the situation.
You, the valuer, right? Because it's your
Yeah.
values. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we
I
should.
want eggs.
So I feel like you and I basically are seeing eye to eye. Leah's had his hand up for about 15 minutes. Shall we
Oh,
bring
I
him in and
didn't
see if we
notice it.
can
Yeah.
see if we
Yeah.
can.
First of all, Lee, did I miss the Wednesday? Was it this Wednesday on Gibson? You're muted still. There you are.
All right. Yeah, we did some Gibson this Wednesday. By the way, next ne a week from Wednesday, we're going to do f focus, the locus of focus. Are you interested in participating in that?
Well,
You don't have to. We are all
I
set. We don't.
don't know. I'm just wondering whether you're going, if you agree with my position, I'm going to want to take credit for it. Say, well, he got that from me. And if I disagree, I'm going to
Okay.
want to fight you on it. So I don't know if
You
it's.
know, we don't mind fighting between us friendly guys, you know. We like
Okay.
fighting. So anyway,
Yeah.
that's what we did do Gibson. That's out there on YouTube.
I really apologize.
That's all right. I
Did
didn't.
not realize it until yesterday.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We managed to make it through without you anyway.
Yeah.
Somehow
Okay.
we did it. So anyway, with respect to the current topic, because time is marching on here, right?
Yeah.
I think you guys have too narrow a conceptualization of introspection, I think. Because introspection, I think, covers all the every example you've given and covers every description. Introspection is precisely looking at the how, turning the how into the what. That's exactly what introspection is about. Because
I don't agree with that.
every act of awareness is I being aware of something.
Yeah.
That's more or less Alan Gauthaus' formulation in
Yeah.
ITOE. Normally, we have as a default a focus, an emphasis, as you, or focus, as it were, on the something. That's the default, extrospection. But we can change that, and I think it's analogous to, the figure ground phenomenon in Gestalt. The figure is something, and then that can flip. You can flip the figure in the ground, and you can do that. You can do that introspective, sorry, volitionally. And that's what introspection. That's so. I think
I
what you're
don't agree
talking
with
about.
that.
Okay,
Yeah.
but that's what I think, and that's what I think. When you say going to meta, it's becoming introspective. I think every form of cognition is introspection or extrospection. That
Yes.
covers the
But
field,
it's too
and
wide.
there
It's
is
too
too
doesn't
wide.
help you.
There's alternation. There's a lot of alternation.
And this is
So.
describing a particular type of alternation between those two that's very important to understand and be able to do. We need
Yeah,
a concept for this.
you began, Lee, by saying you have too narrow a view of introspection. No,
Yep.
we view already view going to the meta level as beginning, first of all, it's not introspection. It would, if it were, it would be starting, turning your perspective to the introspective awareness. But yeah. Second of all, not it's narrower than that. It's narrower than introspecting, even once you're there.
It's not a type of introspection.
It involves both introspection and extrospection.
So it's just not in the same chain. It's a switch of perspective.
It's a switch of perspective, and it's not in the same chain, as Gene says.
You mentioned that when I meant by narrowing is illustrated by, you said that introspection, you don't have a concrete purpose. Now that may be true for the kinds of introspection that objectivism usually talks about, which is the identification of the causes of emotion.
But that's not the concrete purpose.
Introspection can have a concrete purpose. In fact, I think it usually does have a
concrete
purpose.
But the point is, it's a different concept. We're talking about going to the meta level, which has a very specific purpose. It's not the same as introspection because it has a very specific purpose, and we need
the purpose that's different from what introspection is, does?
The purpose of going to the meta level, which I said already,
yes,
is that you are getting more aware of the value situation that you are in for the purpose of adjusting your goal to do what is in fact is best for you right now. And that you need to take that wider perspective of the entire value situation, which involves external and internal. It is not just introspection. And that is a very unique thing.
Well, Lee uses introspection to mean figuring out how to best use your cognitive faculty to solve cognitive problems.
But this is about action. I think meta-level is about all kinds of action.
You have to remember that introspection is not the turning inward of some third eye into the realm of observing a Cartesian realm of consciousness. When you introspect, the world does not go away. It is not that there is no external.
Well, I don't agree with that. It's a straw man, but I don't agree with that. I think it's exactly turning on your inner eye.
Yeah. So there we disagree, because I think in both introspection and extrospection, in both cases, mm-hmm. both the me and the world, the me and the something are always present in both.
Sure.
It is
sure.
a matter of what you are emphasizing.
Yeah.
Not a matter of that one of them disappears from cognition when the other comes in. In ITOE, there's a section where Ayn Rand is asked about what is the material that introspection is based on. And she says it's the same material as extrospection. Right. Same material. It's just a matter of emphasis.
Except that you're aware of the feelings and the affect and the thoughts that are coming up. Right.
Well, I think figure ground is a very good example because when you're looking at the figure, you're aware of the background in a kind of vague, fringe way. But the focus of your attention is on the foreground. And it's the same with introspection and extrospection. You're aware it's me here getting the eggs, which this guy has ruined. You switch it to say, well, wait a minute, it's me. I'm now experiencing this. And that's where the inner eye comes in, because when it's not just figure ground, because you're not aware when you're extrospecting of your means of awareness, right? You're not saying, well, I'm now thinking. That already is introspective.
I would say it's in the fringe. You are aware that there's a me, and that the me is doing something, but you're not paying attention to that.
It's something like that. I'm not sure it's exactly the fringe, but it's kind of there and think, not there.
Yeah, I don't
it's,
think those words are there, right? So part
no,
of,
no,
I mean,
not the
maybe,
word,
yeah. maybe what you're getting at, Lee,
not the words,
is, and maybe this is why we're so adamant on both sides. Maybe what you're getting at is the introspective part is the kind of taking charge of yourself as the agent. And if that's what you're talking about as introspection, because there's definitely, there's a taking charge here. right? So monitoring, you can set up standing orders so that you get alerts when certain things happen, and they will just happen. But the kind of taking charge when one of those happens and doing something different.
Yes, there is an element of taking charge.
Right.
In the sense that volition requires guidance. To direct your volitional attention properly requires guidance, and introspection is a crucial source of the guidance for
so,
where to direct.
So is extrospection.
To what?
Sure. Both of them are very important.
But again, like I said, introspection is not like the world disappears.
None of us. That's a straw man. Yep. Neither of us think that.
That's
what we're saying, Lee, that's a broad concept.
It's a fact. You don't have to. It is true that
it's
the world
irrelevant
comes into play,
to the discussion right now.
I don't agree with that. Well, it's not irrelevant to the discussion. Maybe it's not crucial. What's crucial is introspection is crucial in the guidance of you know, what to think about next, where to direct your attention. And that is the most important function of introspection is guiding a volitional attention. And that's what you do. And so
that's not the essence of introspection. The essence of introspection is looking at yourself and what your part of it is. So that being purposeful is not equated with introspection.
No, but introspection, the purpose of it or its function is crucially involved in directing attention. That's a crucial function of introspection.
It's a means of that,
essential function.
So is extrospection.
Yeah, but
they're equal in this regard.
I don't understand what you're arguing about. Wait a minute. I don't understand what you're arguing about. Let's step back to the metal
level. I'm arguing about is, I think, just to summarize, I think there are two forms of cognition, extrospection and introspection. That's the two forms.
Yeah.
Well, no one disagrees with that.
And you use both of them when you go to the meta level.
Well, you might.
You if you don't use both of them, you're in trouble.
Well, that's a different thing. Going to the meta level is more like introspection than it is like using extrospection. You're talking about what you do once you're on the meta level. All I'm talking about is making a switch.
Yeah, which I'm calling becoming introspective.
Right. And I am specifically including examples of extrospection where you need to go to the meta level because I was specifically dealing with this case.
What's the problem?
I think root cause analysis is basically extrospection, except that it's interspersed with moments of introspection when it's a hard process.
Both of them are going to the meta level involves both. If all you have is one word, introspection, you're never going to teach the world to think. We need words for the particular things, like warming up the context. Would you disagree that there is an important need for warming up the context? I assume not. I assume you'd be in favor of the phrase warming up the context. I bet you
okay
use
with it,
the
but
phrase.
How would you you would implement it by you notice
reading,
that that's
which
necessary.
Is extrospection.
Yeah.
Extrospection would be involved in warming up the context.
Let's calm down here. 12:59, we have one more official minute. I have a different point than both of you. You two guys are fighting over something that I don't think is what I'm even talking about. What I'm talking about is changing something. Whether you change it to introspection or introspection plus extrospection, or whether it's introspection always includes extrospection, that's irrelevant to my use of it. What I mean is you stop yourself volitionally and say, wait a minute, let me step back. Now, what you do when you step back is selfish, right? It's to identify and advance your interests. But I'm talking about an introspectable phenomenon where he says, I'm going to turn and look at this as though it were a third party. Now, the looking at it as a third party, is that introspection? Is that doesn't matter for me. We could talk about it, but it's a turn. So that's the end of the 1 o'clock. Can I
just request to something chat? Can I give just in one sentence, one long and unwieldy sentence, what I think the definition
is?
So
please.
I think that going to the meta level is initiating a switch of context by a choice of will in response to some alert you've gotten by monitoring, with the intention of validating or adjusting your goal based on this new information.
I agree with everything except the word goal.
Purpose.
No. Why not your means?
So goal, I take, is the broad concept that includes all of the intentions you have. And the point is, you don't know if it's the long-range goal, the short-term means, something needs to be adjusted.
I think it's more helpful. I see what you're saying, but I think it's more helpful to talk about method and means in addition to goal.
So obviously it needs to be edited, but the idea that it involves the teleological point, that your intention, what is your intention going to be on the other side, is in question. And that you're figuring out what your intention should be on the other side. Right. Okay.
You're figuring out what to do.
Yes.
To maximize your self-interest.
But do is...
with the information.
Do makes it sound like very concrete. And it may not be concrete.
May not be.
Right. So it's, what is your purpose on the other side of the going to the meta level? That's the thing that's in contrast with something like warming up the context, where you get an alert, gee, I'm blank, and you say, okay, let's just do this. Let's go reread yesterday's notes. And you warm up the context. And
I would say if you change from you're trying to write and nothing's coming. If you change to, I'm stale here, I'm stultified here, what can I use? That's on the meta. You've gone to the meta level. Oh, okay.
Yes, okay. I agree. Okay.
Let's stop right here and we can continue in the after party. I have things I want to say about what's in the chat.
Okay, great. So I'm going to stop. So we'll stop the recording now?
Yeah. Okay. Thank you and goodbye until next week.